Let me tell you, who happen to be Saloma, that they are, they do know that today is that day that I arrived in this world. But unfortunately, today also, yesterday, my aunt passed on. And this day also, on the 23rd, when I was in Tanzania, my mother-in-law passed on the 23rd. I'm having mixed feelings. I pleaded that I must be hanging like a baby today. In a serious note, whilst our minister is not with us, we know that she has been in the cabinet meeting, and I'm sure she will arrive any time. I'm opening this last meeting of our multi-departments caucus. Please, I must apologize in advance. Sometimes I'm saying this meeting of our committee, it's multi-department caucus. Sometimes say this committee. There are people, they always question me that it's not a committee. But I'm always saying that of this multi-department caucus committee. But sometimes I don't call it multi-department caucus committee. I'll say this committee. I know why I'm saying that. Apologies in advance. We are going for our constituency work in a very important month, 16 days of activism. And we know that it's only women who are championing that. And that's why today our minister is going to come and present the concept document of that 16 days of activism. Maybe our approach that is coming to present afterwards debated the concept document, it won't happen again. Here we are all women of South Africa. We know what it means by 16 days of activism. Before even we launch it, we've been saying that it's not 16, it's 365. Before even we launch it, we know that there are so many challenges of rape cases, of killing of women and children. I'm sure we need to be champions, irrespective of political parties. That's why we're having a multi-department focus. I'm hoping that take it, the presentation is very serious, and that's the one area that we need each other. That if in the Western Cape they are calling women of South Africa Parliament to come and assist, we must avail ourselves. We know in some other areas they are championing the weak drugs. Immediately that somebody, Unamandu, that they are just talking. When you do drink and eat drugs, you can get in here, see, fly, and shoot all of us. That's the serious problem. When we're coming back, Minister of Social Development asked me that I must give an opportunity to come and address us in order that as multi-partners caucus, we must take other areas and run with her problems. She doesn't have any problem, as well as the Minister of Women and Children with Disabilities, that some problems they do give with two women's caucus. So I'm saying that we must be champions. And one other thing, the minister will tell you how are we going to do. But we need every now and then to have a uniformly thing. I can tell you that today we invited multi-part women's caucus chairperson. We have members of different provincial legislatures which I hear case that NEC Free State is here.
North Point.
Northwest is here. Western Cape confirmed. Western Cape is here. Eastern Cape is here. So that's one other role that we must master, in order that we must not have different concept documents. And when we are doing this, we'll be on track. That the ministry means that every now and then we must call each other together. In front of you, you have a proposed multi-parliaments caucus. Oh, I've forgotten. I'm expecting that I'm having apologies written in front of me in order that I must read. I'm not expecting to ask apologies verbally. I don't even waste your time. We cannot take verbal apologies. I don't know, with my PA in front of me, I don't have any written apology, except that I can tell you that the minister is being delayed. She is coming. So I'm taking this opportunity to table our program for the draft program 2012, that you must look at it. If you want to put, to inspect some things, because when we get here, I was told that a pastor who did come in my office, the program was already done, asking that what can multi-parliament caucus do about the abuse that they are getting in their church. It's very sensitive. I didn't even yet present. Honorable Minister, you can come in front.
Okay.
Opportunity to welcome the minister. I've seen not the future minister went over social development whilst I was still telling you that they are asking a slot next year, the minister of social development to come and tell us and ask us to assist in this drug problem. So I'm saying that I'm presenting this proposed program in front of you. Maybe very quickly to me, the researcher of the committee must present, talk to it in order that they must have a sense what is it, in order that we must immediately put a flash and maybe you own it or you don't. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good afternoon to all the honourable members and the honourable minister. The 2012 program, in a nutshell, really reflects the first and the second term, because according to the parliamentary program for next year, there isn't much detail. So we thought it would be best to fill in the detail for the first and the second term only for now. But it does take into account the priorities of Parliament for those first two terms, and is very much a follow-up on the work that the caucus has done for 2011. And because a lot of the focus this year was on the NDGs and climate change, quite a bit of the program will focus on lessons learned from 2011 with regards to the NDG project, as well as the climate change project, and how to take that forward going into the new year. And then also one of the big priority areas for next year will be coordination and then stakeholder engagement. And that's stakeholder engagement with the provincial caucuses, looking at ways to coordinate activities and work better with provinces. And then as well as chairpersons of committees within Parliament, because you know, members of the caucus also belong to other portfolio committees, we felt it was important to prioritize building better ties with portfolio committees within Parliament. And if there are certain issues, gendered issues, that need to be taken forward in the portfolio committees, we need to have that relationship with chairpersons within Parliament. Just looking at the actual program, for January and February, of course, that's quite a difficult time to program any meetings or any big activity because it's State of the Nation in February. The year starts quite late in January. But we thought for the first scheduled week of the term, from the 17th, the first 2 weeks, 17th to the 27th of January, to focus on the provincial visits. That would be to the provinces that either don't have a multi-party women's caucus set up already, or ones that feel they need a bit more guidance in terms of how the caucus, the provincial caucus, should be functioning and the kind of activities that should be implemented. And then in terms of meetings in Parliament, we identified the week of the 31st of January to the 3rd of February. Because that week is members training, we managed to secure with the members training office a time slot for the caucus to have an either introductory breakfast or a welcoming breakfast for all the female parliamentarians. Just to do a very quick recap of 2011, but to do a forward-looking presentation, because by then COP17 will have been finished, and the results from the negotiations we thought will probably be on the program in terms of this is what's happened at COP, this is what the caucus has sort of done so far, and perhaps this is where we should be looking at going for 2012, and as well as the MDG project. The report is currently being printed, it's being published now, but in terms of lessons learned, because this year I think we did two provinces, which of course wasn't enough for budgetary reasons, we did two provinces, but going into the new year, how many provinces will we be able to do, and a schedule of when all those visits, the provincial visits, will happen. So it will be sort of two-pronged, reporting back on what happened in 2011 and then looking forward to what will be done for the next year. The program as it stands, though, isn't any more detailed than follow-up and any other issues that we thought would be priority, because...
Sorry, Dumi, I've been advised by my deputy chairperson that don't give details, talk on the program. They are worried that it will be not giving Uminisa enough time, so that can that be brief when we are giving the background. But also, you cannot say that on the 31st, we'll be having a breakfast and then finish what we were doing. But my deputy is asking that try to be faster, because it's not a short document of the minutes, but we are compelled to put this program to this house today. Okay.
All right. I'll try to go quicker. But the rest of the program really is just coordinating the caucus's work with Parliament's work, because a lot of the scheduling problems this year were because committees were busy with other things and the caucus either couldn't sit or couldn't schedule certain meetings and certain workshops. Yeah. Further than that, I think perhaps it's up to the caucus, I think, to either comment on all the meetings. meetings and workshops already scheduled? And if there are other priorities that should be taken into account. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Members. I want your guidance whether when you still tell things before the end of the meeting you must say something. Maybe let me say that we are tabling this, but let's give the Minister the time in order that before we finish our time, we'll come back, because really we are prioritizing this day of our Minister. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Welcome, Honourable Minister. We've apologized. We know that we have been both of you in the cabinet, but I know that you confirm that not today, even if they can say that you must go wherever you want to meet Ama Women. She was the first chairperson of the Multi-Party Women's Caucus. That's why you are having a good relationship with her. She knows well what is Multi-Party Women's Caucus, and she knows why now she's the minister. And then she was the first chairperson of SADC, Regional Women's RWPC. You must not panic when I'm profiling her. I need to tell you who is she in this committee in the parliament. Today she's our minister because she started to fought for the Multi-Party Women's Caucus in this South African parliament. So that's why she's always want to be with us. Welcome, Honourable Minister.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me thank the Chairperson and Deputy for inviting us to this important meeting to present our program for the 16-day campaign of no violence against women, children and people with disabilities, which will be launched on the 25th of November to the 10th of December 2011. I think I will not dwell on the background that I know we know as women leaders, as women activists, that it is a UN recognized campaign, and which starts on the 25th, which is International Day of No Violence Against Women and Children. In South Africa, we have extended the campaign to women and children, and we are now saying also we want to look at the disability sector as well. And closes on the 10th of December, which is International Human Rights Day. We are saying that we want to work on this campaign with all political parties, with all government departments, with provinces, with NGOs. And I would like to say that we have come a long way as South Africa. We have come a long way since the establishment of our democracy in 1994. And also that since we started to have women represented in parliament, they have really fought over the years to ensure that the rights of women, particularly the war against abuse and violence, is addressed as a matter of priority and is put on the national agenda in South Africa. I also want to say that because of time is out there, I will just sum up and say that we have passed very relevant legislation in the past 17 years, and I would like just to mention a few pieces of legislation that are most relevant for protecting and defending the rights of women. The first one I want to mention is the Domestic Violence Act, which was passed by this parliament in 1998, spearheaded by the late Minister Manjo Shabalala Msimang. We also had the Maintenance Act, which she also spearheaded when she was then Deputy Minister of Justice. We also have today the Child Act of 2005, which also protects the rights of children and the Criminal and the Sexual Offences and Related Matters Act is also targeting women and children, gender as well, because we're also looking at the boy child, issues of sodomy and abuse of boy children as well. We all know about the Maintenance Act, the Promotion of Equality and Prevention of Unfair Discrimination Act of 2000, the Employment Equity Act, which fights for the employment of women, particularly at senior level, both in government and the private sector. And I think it is important because we believe women are pushed or remain in abusive relationships because of economic dependence on those abusive partners. I also want, as I said, to say that these are some of the pieces of legislation that have been pushed by women in this parliament, including the Women's Caucus, which I remember was first established in 1994, those early days when we were told that women don't have experience, women don't have leadership. I can see Mr. Dali looking at me. And we had to fight and say, nobody is clever in this parliament, nobody has experience in this parliament, because we're all Mambaras who have just come in from the oppression and marginalization of our party. We have also adopted a number of protocols and international conventions, including FIDO, the Platform for Action, Beijing Platform for Action, as well as the UN Convention on the Rights of the Children and the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. We just ratified the study protocol on gender and development here in Parliament during Women's Month, on the 24th of August. And we have had a meeting with SADC that has been looking at implementation of the SADC protocol. And we all know that the SADC protocol has a specific clause that looks at violence and abuse of women. And I hope the Women's Caucus will invite us one day just to talk about the implementation of the SADC protocol on gender and development. I also want to say, to share with the caucus that the theme for 2011 is from peace in the home to peace in the world. Let's challenge militarism and end violence against women. And the five sub-themes for this year internationally are bringing together women, peace, and human rights movements to challenge militarism, proliferation of small arms and their role in domestic violence, sexual violence in and after conflict, political violence against women, including pre, during, and post-election violence, sexual and gender-based violence committed by state agents, particularly the police or military I think we may say we don't have militarization in South Africa. We have peace in terms of the absence of war, but I think we do not have peace in the home in South Africa. There is war against women, whether it's your partner or your husband. Women do not have peace. Many of our women and children do not know peace in their own home. And therefore, we have to take this theme, international theme, contextualize it within our own context and make it a priority for our country to fight gender-based violence. The South African government has chosen the sub-theme, the proliferation of small firearms and their role in domestic violence. Research has shown that where in a home where there's a gun, most of the time that gun is used to injure, to threaten, or to kill women and children. And therefore, we have to join the campaign to fight the proliferation of arms in our country, in our communities. I won't go into the research. I think honorable members have got copies. They will read for themselves in terms of what the research over the years. I will not go into the trends. We don't have enough time. Honorable members will look at the trends in terms of what is happening. I just want to mention that the last report of the Minister for Police clearly indicated a decline in most of the crimes that we are faced with in our country, and we commend our police for a job well done. However, the challenge is rape is going up, and we still need to stand up as women, as communities, as NGOs, as government departments to actually work together and fight the scourge of violence and abuse of women and children and people with disabilities, particularly women and girls with disabilities, including those with intellectual disabilities, who have a challenge to even stand in a court of law and explain what has happened to them. Those are the challenges that we are faced with, and I would like to say, therefore, as a country, we have decided to launch the 365-day National Action Plan, because every day when you look at a newspaper, you will definitely read about a woman who was killed by her partner, about a child who has been raped, about a child who has been murdered, whether it's Muti, whether it's a serial rapist or a pedophile. But these are the challenges that we're faced with every day in South Africa as women. And therefore, we are adopting the 365 days of no violence against women and children. We have a plan that we are launching a council, national council, that against gender-based violence that will be funded by the Department for Women, Children, and People with Disabilities under our Women Empowerment and Gender Equality branch. But we are also saying that this council must drive the 365 days National Action Plan. There are areas that we want to focus on in the National Action Plan, for instance, encouraging community involvement initiatives to combat crimes against women and children. I would like also to recommend that those of us who participate in the policing fora, let's also include crime against women, children, and people with disabilities as part of the work of our community policing forum, because they are all over in our communities. They can join forces with us in fighting the scourge. And also we're looking at communicating and raising awareness about the scourge in our communities and calling for all of us from various communities to join the campaign against abuse and violence against women. I was just thinking the other day that maybe we should consider a self-defense for women. And perhaps one of our programs in the 365 days is to train our children in the schools, especially girls, the women in communities, to be able to defend themselves and be able to deal with the rape, because we are often alone when you are attacked by this rapist. And at least you must have something that you can do to defend yourself. I will then move on to the program that we have set up for the 16 days campaign. As I said, the launch will be on the 26th. Let me start off by saying we will have a media launch in Cape Town on the 24th of November, that is tomorrow, where we will roll out and explain to the nation what we will be doing in the coming 16 days. The opening ceremony will be in Gauteng province on the 25th of November in Atteridgeville. We have other programs also, because the climate change at the same time running concurrently, COP17 running concurrently with the campaign. On the 26th of November, we have a program that will be in Soshanguve, where we are unveiling a park that will be named after Mashiho Khomu, a young girl, 10 years old, who was murdered 2 years ago, raped and murdered, and parts of her body were sold for motive. So we are doing it for all the other children. We're in a partnership with COPTA, in partnership with the city of Tswane, and community organizations, particularly in Soshanguve, who will be part of the process. This park will also have a center when it's finished, where children can go to have counseling, to have education and awareness programs about their rights and how to protect themselves against pedophiles and all those people that are hunting or haunting our children. And then on the 28th, I just want to inform members again that on the 3rd of September, I think, the murderer of Masiko Khomu was found guilty in Pretoria. And on the 28th, the magistrate will be passing sentence. Those of us who live near Pretoria are invited to come in solidarity with the parents of that child. On the 28th of November, we all know it's the opening ceremony of COP17, but on the 29th, on the 29th, we'll have two programs in COP17. One will, in the morning, we'll be looking at women and climate change, and in the afternoon, we'll have a program in Durban which will be looking at women, at children, and climate change. We're doing this program in partnership with the Department of Environmental Affairs, with the UN Women, and with UNICEF. So those of you who will be there, are invited to join the women and the children's camp at ICC in Durban. On the 30th of November, we have a program, special program, which will be built up towards World AIDS Day. We have Mr. and Mrs. Peterson living with HIV. This will be in Port Elizabeth in the Eastern Cape, and we are inviting members who are able to attend to be part of that program. 30th November 2011. On World AIDS Day, 1st December 2011, we will be unveiling the new National Strategic Plan, which will be implemented from 2012 to 2016. As we all know, that the last 5-year National Strategic Plan is coming to end at the end of 2011. So we're preparing for the next strategic plan, which has been compiled and drafted in collaboration with stakeholders, communities, religious, traditional, women's organizations, and all the HIV and AIDS activists that participate in SANAC, including government. On the 3rd of December, we will be commemorating International Disability Day in Mangaung in the Free State. We also would like participation by honorable members who can join us with the disability community and government departments. We'll be co-hosting that with the provincial government in the Free State. We also have the launch of child-friendly communities in Ugu Municipality, that is Port Shepstone, on the 7th of December. We'll have another child-friendly communities, that is, we're launching parks here, just like the park that we'll be doing in Pretoria. We've also thought that in some of our rural areas we'll need to have similar parks for children. This is a program that we're doing jointly with COFTA and municipalities, and we'll be rolling it out in various provinces all over the country. The other one will be in Port St. John again in December in the Eastern Cape. The closing ceremony will be on the 10th of December in Mpumalanga province. And again, we are inviting honorable members to come. The deputy president will be there to close that ceremony. He will also be there because we want to launch the National Council Against Gender-Based Violence on that day. I think I will leave it there, Chairperson. If there's anything I've left out.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. That's the presentation by our Minister. I'll be giving the Honorable Members to have a bite on the presentation of the Minister, hoping that those who are from provinces, once we're not arrive a Minister, have welcome provincial multi-departments caucus chairpersons who are here today with us. And I've heard that some of them have told me that he was saying that the DG must coordinate their program according to the concept document. So everyone have the right to have a bite.
We are circulating. Because of time, I cannot go through. Like we did during Women's Month, we have a calendar of national events which includes activities that will be taking place in various provinces, but also plans and events that are organized by various departments. I must say, ministers and departments are really involved. For instance, we have Public Works men and Transport who will be having men's dialogue where they are going to engage the men's dominated construction sector, engineering sector, and so on. Ukuthi obaba mabehlele phezulu sidlula singabomama bayeke la ndaba yokuthi video longenamali uyayidinyana and so on and so on. So those are the programs nationally. I would like us also to look at them and support the ministers, the provinces, where we can, so that this becomes a very vibrant and visible 16 days campaign. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Minister. That's why we were saying that as this caucus, we must invite you again, because we need to domesticify other SADC protocol. Without doing that, our provinces need to have and to know which are those programs that we need to domesticate them. So it's assisting us that every now and then we must invite the provincial women's caucus in order that they must take the tune to your members. That's your platform.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to welcome the presentation by the Minister. It's very informative indeed. It's really going to assist us in our provinces, because this is our last week, or next week will be our last week in Parliament. And it gives us time to go and prepare in our provinces and also table this presentation to our provinces. As people that are leading, I see that even provinces are here. And I know that, Minister, I won't be getting into details of how many people will be going, because I don't think it's your terrain to tell us whom I'm targeting. I know there are activities that are going to happen in our provinces. Like I know in the same case we do have this, which is the trial or the national activity. But we should, the Minister, make sure that we target the right people for national or Pretoria. So that we make sure that we are on the right path, because people that are targets are those that are in the rural areas most of the time. And again, people that are not aware of all the acts that are passed in Parliament or laws that are passed in Parliament are those that are in the rural areas. But I would like to say, Minister, this is very clear, straightforward. It's very going to assist us. Maybe at some stage you would want to, because the issue here is because of the budget to take people to national. And because people do want to come and support whatever the women are doing, but the stumbling block sometimes is the budget. I don't want you to get into of telling us how many buses from each province, because I think it will be too much for you. But just to say, we should not forget that we have targets, because I see the World AIDS Day here as you are tabling it. It's important, which is most of the time. I did raise this in our forum, of the Chief's forum, where they were telling us about the activity which is going to take place, and also in the health in the Eastern Cape, that the event will be of the 1st of October, of December. The reason why I'm raising this, Minister, is that also the first of people that are affected
Oh, by the way, the deputy minister is here. I was saying just to her when she was presenting the strategy, that most of the time we tend to take these to urban areas. Like Eastern Cape is doing this, the 1st of December, which is World AIDS Day in Port Elizabeth. Yes, we do not say in the areas of urban, there are no incidents that are taking place like rape and killings of children. I know that Cape Town was worse, you know, recently. They were taking children, killing children here in Cape Town, and we do want to say maybe in the build-up program, we need to target rural areas. Thank you very much.
Welcome, Deputy Minister. We know that all of you were from Cabinet, but we have thinking that this is your meeting also, this one. We appreciate that. Number two.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Also thanks our Minister for presenting such a wonderful program for us as women. And I think we really need to take it home. Chair, I think my colleague has raised the issue of the budget. And I think, Chair, the provinces, we appreciate that you have also invited the provinces, although I'm not sure whether all the provinces are here, because this is very important program for us, because at the ground level, we are having the challenges of social ills that are dominating our communities. And, Chair, I think I was pleased to see that all the sectors of our society are part of the program and the people that have been identified to do partnership with them. Chair, I think because the issue of budget is a problem, I think our provinces must encourage municipalities to call this awareness at a wide level where people will be working because all these problems, all these things are happening at a branch level or at a wide level. So it's something that is very important for us to encourage, mobilize the provinces when they plan. They know that these things are happening at a wide. It's important to happen at a national level because the framework at a national level and do awareness. But at a ground level, it's very critical. I think the provinces have to do that so that when the municipalities are planning, they put it as part of their planning to say that this day we'll be dealing with such campaigns for 16 days of activism. Also, Chair, I know that when we are saying we are going to do the partnership with the churches, sometimes we don't identify. I think it will be very important maybe to have a circle of pastors' wives and female pastors, so that we really deal with those particular issues, because the issue of morals and values is the competency of the church, actually. So these are some of the things that we need to take into consideration when we deal with these things, so that they start from Sunday school, because you'll find that the person that has raped an elder is a person that is 18 years. You know, if they are not growing very well at the family institution as well as the church institution, so these are the problems that we face. So if we do this when they are still at Sunday school, deal with pastors' wives, deal with the no, thanks. No, I think the member of the church is intimidating me. Okay, thank you. I think these are some of the things that we have to consider to identify exactly to say we deal with the pastor's wife and also the female pastor to deal with these issues, because they are the ones that are the teachers of Sunday school most of the time. Three.
Thank you,
Chairperson.
Thank you, and let me also.
Thank you. Let's see. Tla ke le bogega ba bui ba babedi ba batlang go bua, ausi fa le the minister. for their presentations. Few questions. I'm going to be brief, Chairperson, although I have a few questions. My first question is with regard to the National Action Plan, 365 days. Maybe just out of curiosity, what happens to the other day? Say, for instance, VPA that has 366 days. Why not 365 days? Are we then giving this day away just to be, for us to be abused to the best and to the latter on that day? Seriously, they love. And it's quite serious. That one day, that 1 minute, that 1 second is very important. The other one, Minister, is with regard to the Employment Equity Act that was enacted in 1998. Chairperson and Honourable Minister, I want to know what is it, what plan do we have in place? Because this act has been there since 1998, and as I'm speaking now, at this time, none of the departments, none of the private sectors has reached just 1% of employment of disabled people. It's more than a decade. And nothing has happened. And what plan do you have in place to ensure that come the end of this financial year, no, not this financial year, come the end of 2012, maybe at least one institution has reached that percentage. The other one, Minister, is with regard to the UN Convention on the Rights of Disabled People. Article 89 that talks about universal access. Minister, I'll request that you really go and unpack this universal access, what it really means. Because what is really universal to somebody, what is a universal access to somebody who's not disabled maybe, is not a universal access that is disabled. It's that what it implies and means to a disabled person. And I'm talking from experience, Honourable Minister. The other one, then, which is the last one, the issue of debate, Minister. We have had debates, and I've never seen a disabled person or disabled people being represented in the debate. The debate that we had a few days ago. No, there was a debate again. Was it last week or the week before last?
Sure.
Was it last week? No, on issues of women and disability. No disabled person. Maybe, yes, that's the 15 days here. No disabled person. Why I'm saying that? Maybe we saw I want to come to that. I was in the panel last year at ICC. I raised an issue of disabled. I don't expect OCs to raise a sentence about disability. Just a word. I listened carefully to her debate last week, no word on disability. I listened to her on at the ICC last week, not a single word. You can go to the Hansard. How do you go? We always say nothing about us without us. If you want us to speak to the among the speakers, get the disabled people, they'll provide a program to you. Shouldn't come to you and say, we'll speak. Some of us want to represent we are representing the aspirations of the disabled people. We know what they go through. We interact with them on a daily basis.
Yes, sure.
Last one, Minister, is with regard to the drugs. You mentioned the issue of drugs, and I heard you just mentioning it in passing. I didn't see a program in that thing that you had. Maybe I missed it because I...
I'm thinking that is your last. We have raised five questions.
Yes, I said it's the last.
No, I'm saying it's your right, but now the members, they are indicating that they also want to raise. There's nothing wrong, but the problem, the danger is time. Thank you, Honorable Member. Raise your last point, Honorable Member. My ability to take this is too long. The last one is regards to the drugs. I'd like to know what program is there? Because whether we like it or not, these kids that take drugs or that are doing drugs, at the end, it's women who get affected. So I'd like to know what is a concrete strategy that we have to deal with this. I always call it a monster or a dragon.
I'm taking number four, Mama, and then I'm taking number six, I'm taking number seven, and I have been number eight. Oh, but the minister is asking that after you, Mama, she wanted to respond. She said that it's a long list. First, she must respond. Please make it snappy, Mama.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson. And also to say thank you to the Honorable Minister for the presentation, and also to say thank you to the Deputy Minister for giving our plans and the plans. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I'd like to say thank you to the Honorable Minister for the presentation and to the Deputy Minister for keeping dignity to our multi-party women's caucus. We don't usually have Deputy Ministers here. The point I want to raise, Chairperson, I think it's based, the first one is based on slide 16. If I could just see that. Because the Minister spoke about, yes, that's right, National Council Against Gender-Based Violence. I just wanted to find out, Honorable Minister, what's the relationship between such a council and the Gender Commission will be in terms of operating. Secondly, my other point actually has been touched on by the Honorable Chairperson, because looking at the program, to me, it seems to be quite urban bias in the sense that the activities are really in the town. Port Elizabeth, even if it comes to a rural province, it is in a town. I was just wondering, Honorable Minister, if sometimes we shouldn't just, you know, organize these events, particularly that we are talking about women. Because even in the rural areas, this problem of a violence against women are there. You see, we can't say they are not there. They may not be up to the same extent, for instance, as in a typical urban area, but they are there. And if we could take an event like this one, say the launching, for instance, we just do it in a village. Not even a small town, but Ilali, a village. We put up a big tent there so that we give an opportunity to women in a typical rural area to be able to come and learn and get information, because such events actually do assist people not only to be involved but also to get to know what the government is doing for them. Thank you very much.
Honorable Minister.
Honorable members. I think the response by Honorable members was very helpful indeed. But I also want to mention that I have here the Deputy Minister of Health. I'm sure she will help me in responding. And the Deputy Minister for Social Development will also assist us. I also have my boss here, the chairperson of the portfolio committee. And so we have other women leaders, the chairperson of the women's caucus, that will also assist in some of the issues. For instance, in terms of the debate, it's not my responsibility to decide who is debating. Maybe the lead can share from the office of the chief whip how that is decided. I agree with Honorable Chwete that indeed we should try to expose more rural women in this program. But as she said, budget becomes a constraint. As we all know, this department has the smallest budget in the country. We have been working very closely with premiers, with municipalities, in all our occasions, whether it's Children's Day or Women's Day or disability, we write to premiers and request them to assist us in transporting women to wherever the event is. We have also written to premiers this time to ask for 2 buses to take women to Pretoria for this event. Well, 2 buses is not enough, but if you look at the previous occasions where we have asked the premiers, I'm sure they also have budgetary constraints as well. But this is what we are expecting, 2 buses from each province, so that at least we can have a national event. We are saying that provinces can also have their own events that will focus on the issues. Honorable Chwete was raising, Honorable Mako Njobe was raising, so that we can have a localized event that can bring more women and expose more women. This is why this program has been sent to all the provinces and to all the departments, so that we can use it and contextualize it in our own areas, but at the same time ensure that we expose our women to what is happening nationally. The only province that does not participate most of the time is the Western Cape. For instance, on the 5th of November, we organized National Children's Day in the Union Building, where we were focusing on climate change and children in partnership with UNICEF. And again, the children from the Western Cape were denied that opportunity. The children from the Western Cape have not seen the Union Building, what it looks like, and have not had the opportunity also to network and share ideas with other children from other parts of the country. In terms of partnership with the churches, I accept that proposal. I think it will help us a lot. Pastors' wives, female pastors, I think it's a very good contribution that we're going to take on board. The issue of PE, I would like the Deputy Minister perhaps to respond. PE is urban, and there was a concern that was raised about it. I must say, though, that as government, we rotate these events. For instance, last year, we had the launch of the 16 days campaign here in Khayelitsha. We identify, most of the time, we identify the hot spots. And that is another criteria we use. There are lots of drugs in Khayelitsha, abuse of drugs, and issues of alcohol, and there is a high level of child abuse and women abuse, even killing of women and children. So that's why we targeted Khayelitsha. The same with Tshwane this year. There is a high level of abuse of children in Tshwane and women. For instance, in the evening, on the 25th, we will be walking in the streets of Atsutwi, where women are raped, where women are attacked. We will also be addressing issues of corrective rape and lesbian women that have been attacked in the Gauteng province. So these are the issues also that we want to target and address. But we will be going to a rural province, very rural area, on the 10th of December in Mpumalanga. It will be somewhere near Emelo, but outside of the big town. So again, there we'll be looking at targeting rural women and ensuring that their issues are also addressed throughout the 16 days of no. We also have been to Ugu. We'll be to Ugu municipality, which is a very rural municipality. So at the same time, we'll try to balance. Also, the Fort St. John is a rural area. We'll be working in the villages. And we'll be also visiting areas like Lusigi City, looking at following up on the Ugu Twala practice, which is going on in those rural communities. But I'm sure Deputy Minister can add to that one. On the issue of drugs, the lead department on drugs and substance abuse is the Department of Social Development. We include this as part and parcel of our campaign against gender-based violence. That's why I was saying last year we're focusing entirely and we're highlighting this issue of drugs and alcohol abuse, together with the premier and the mayor of Cape Town. So this year we are moving to other areas, but we are still looking at the role or impact of drugs and alcohol abuse on violence against women and children. But I'll ask the Minister Ntuli to actually expand on the program, which involves a number of departments, civil society, community-based organizations that has been launched by the Minister for Social Development to look at all these issues. The Employment Equity Act, yes, in South Africa we are still at 1% representation of people with disabilities. We have, I think the President set up this department so that the issues of universal access for people with disabilities, the issue of domestication of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and the issues of employment equity for people with disabilities can actually be speeded up. We have a branch in the department that is looking at these issues in particular. And we have a chief director who is responsible for monitoring and evaluating disability mainstreaming in all the departments, in all the provinces, and ensuring that we, from now onwards, are going to follow up each department and ensure that we reach the target that we have set for ourselves, that is 2% representation in the workforce, also in the private sector, not just government. The debate, I think I've answered. The difference between the National Council and CGE, the National Council for us will be promoting the 365-day National Action Plan. The National Council Against Gender-Based Violence will focus just on gender-based violence. The CGE is a monitoring instrument. It monitors government, it monitors civil society, and the CGE have made a big contribution in the discussion, in the conceptualization of the National Council Against Gender-Based Violence. As we set up the council, the CGE itself will be represented in the council as one of the stakeholders that has an important role to play in also monitoring gender-based violence wherever it is happening in government and in society. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. I've seen that the NA chairpersons that just moved, they've been asked at 5:30 to leave this meeting. I've tried to fight that they must go and apologize, because I've asked that a month ago, this day must set aside, but it's not happening. They've pleaded that I must release them. Any intake except that I will be saying to honorables, steering committee member and the whip, Comrade Chwete, must say something about the last debate, and then maybe I would say to you, Minister, today we do have for the first time a representation from Western Cape. I'm sure before you did come, I've said this is a multi-parliament caucus, that all provinces are here, about 3 provinces that they've apologized. But what we are saying is assisting themselves if they do have problem. Multi-parliament caucus, they must function, or we must try to hear what is the problem. Honorable Dennis, we are sitting in the steering committee. If you don't want to share the problems that they are encountered, come to our steering committee. Even herself in the steering committee, those people whom you nominated, but also the chairperson and two chairpersons from the ministry and the whip, they do sit in the steering committee. So if you have problems from Western Cape, as the minister is complaining, we are here to assist any caucus that is having a problem that you must share. Thank you so much. Before you did come, I've said that minister, she has asked that I must call her next year. In fact, I was doing a follow-up of the discussion of social development, but today our honorable deputy minister to you, Honorable Deputy Minister.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll just look at one question, the question of substance and drug abuse. The question was raised by one of the members here, and the question affects our children. In Parliament, we have established an IMC, which is the Interministerial Committee, which is led by Minister Batabile Dlamini, to look at alcohol and substance abuse. We are looking at law enforcement, one. Two, we are looking at legislation that governs drugs and that governs alcohol, tobacco, and so on. And we are also looking at victim empowerment and the rehabilitation centers all over the country. We'll be presenting a plan of action very soon, because we had our second meeting yesterday to discuss on how we're going to continue with this issue of substance and alcohol abuse. Because we're not only social development dealing with this, we have the Department of Trade and Industry, Health, Education, Social Development, SAPS, Justice, Women, Children and People with Disability, and other organizations like Soul City are part and parcel of this campaign. A campaign will soon be launched, which will be led by myself, on substance and alcohol abuse. Will be strict on alcohol trading times. We're going to legislate that all alcohol outlets should be monitored and the prices should be monitored. We'll be also strict on taxes on alcohol and tobacco and also drugs. We'll be strict on law enforcement on issues of alcohol, especially on shippings and taverns that we have in our, and also on the issue of selling liquor to our children. And because I don't want to be long, I want to say we are going to be very strict on advertising on our TV screens. If you look at our TV screens, in one day, you'll find that in an hour, you have got 6 adverts of alcohol, different. And they make them look so beautiful that it entices our children. So we'll be looking at, in actual fact, we are saying we are banning this advertising on our TV screens and our radios of alcohol and also tobacco. There are many other issues that maybe you'll understand when we present the plan, because we are still busy with the plan of action of that substance and drug abuse campaign that will be led by myself very soon. I promise that by January that campaign will be launched and we'll get the strategic plan that will be used on that campaign. It won't be a once-off campaign. It will be continuous until we are able to say we don't have alcohol advertised on our screens, we don't have taverns next to the schools, and so on and so on. There are many issues that are related to drugs and alcohol abuse all over South Africa. Until we reach a situation where we say our taverns are all licensed, and if not licensed, we close them. We are going to be sure that we have asked SAPS to enforce the law, and we have asked justice to judge if possible. I'll just stop there, Minister. I just wanted to clarify this issue of the campaign on alcohol and drug abuse in our country, which is, of course, a problem because even children 10 years old are taking drugs these days. So we need to say what is it that we can do. And also the other issues, we say we are going to have a strategy of engaging families, because the education on drugs should start at home. Yeah. Engage families, churches, schools to enable us to disseminate information on how to prevent this from happening in our schools and what our children should look at when they see a funny person or a first person, because these people are selling drugs, are gentlemen, I'm telling you, and they come to our children with lots and lots of money and other things that will attract our children to take this drug. So we're saying we're rolling out the campaign, and everybody should be involved into that campaign. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Deputy Minister. Deputy Minister of Health, and then I'll give you honorable treat.
Thank you very much, honorable chairperson, and I want to also acknowledge the presence of the minister and my colleagues and the colleague MPs as well, including from the provinces. Indeed, maybe because of time, I'll just get to the issue, which is the hosting of events. I just want to indicate that we are also very sensitive to that, and we really try to reach out to also the most vulnerable districts. Last year, the AIDS event was in Gerstibanda, in Driefontein, in Mpumalanga, also based on the statistics in terms of the burden of disease, of the problem as well. But indeed, we agree that all of us must always be vigilant and raise the issue of being rural biased, because there's a potential that we forget that until rural areas also, our people in rural areas, especially women, are informed and empowered, even the towns and the cities
are going to continue bearing the burden of the social ill. So I think we should I'm not trivializing the issue, but I'm just explaining that we do rotate not only in towns and cities, but also in rural communities. Maybe that's the only thing I should respond to, but I support what the colleagues said. And we also need to be guided by yourselves, comrades, because sometimes profiling of the problems that happen in our communities depends on us as public representatives to be the voice of the women who do not have access to these facilities. So if there are recommendations, please raise them. We will certainly take them up and follow them up. Thank you.
For you, ma'am, women wanted to add something.
I just want to say that it's not only drugs. Yes, drugs and alcohol contribute a lot. But I think there's now the creeping concern of Muti. And I have written to the South African Law Reform Commission and to the Minister of Justice and Police to really look at our law. Maybe Parliament should also help us look at our laws if there are any gaps. Because, for instance, in the case of Masepo Homo, the young man who was given 4,500 to bring a womb and a part, like the breast of a 10-year-old girl, is the one who has been sentenced, is the one who has been charged. The Sangoma is running free. Look, I don't know now where he's hunting, you know, because it means our children are still not safe. So I think we need to look at our law and look at what can be done to tighten up this issue. There is also the issue of, cult or satanism. I think, again, our laws and law enforcement authorities must look at this issue. Because now our young girls and young people are exposed to this funny thing, and we are experiencing new forms of brutal acts against women and children. Sometimes maybe men, but most of the time it's women and children. And maybe Parliament really must look at this issue and make recommendations to say what is it that must be done to deal with this growing scourge of abuse and violence. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Minister. We must not forget that traditional healers, they are part of us. We need to call and address them, because they are belonging to some of the NGOs.
Mm.
So Minister of Health and Deputy Minister, they know that sometimes they do invite them when they are doing those traditional things, but we need to caution them. Honorable Chair.
I am responding to I'm responding to both these, I don't want to say complaints, but concerns. Honorable Mwabo was representing everyone, but we've learned a lesson that in the strategy we make sure that, because when you say someone should speak who has a disability, you hope that that person is going to raise, you know, everything around issues of disability. I wouldn't know what the person is going to say, but today we've learned something, that when we ask a person to speak, we should also check other people, the areas of concern that you would want to be raised in the speech. So we apologize for that. Next time in the strategy, I will inform the chief that we need to check, you know, what we want to say. Whoever is going to speak must also raise issues of concern around people with disabilities. Otherwise, next time, it's going to be fine. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members. It's 1:15, and the bells will be ringing. I cannot say that I'm no longer going to take hands. If you do feel that you have things that were not addressed or you want to raise new questions, I cannot say no. It will depend to you, but look at the time. Be short and precise in order that if ministers, you want them to respond, give them the time to respond. Thank you so much. You want to raise anything?
You see that otherwise we don't see my
honorable Laboria. Still furious.
I'm making my name. I'm just having a question. I have sat through the presentation. I'm asking about the young women who are old girls in sex workers. Where do we cater them? Thank you, Chief.
Honorable member from Western Cape, I've seen your hand. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm Jenny Hartney from the Western Cape. And I want to thank you for this invitation. Unfortunately, I didn't receive the invitation about the event in Pretoria. So I'll mention it to the Chief Whip, and I can assure you that in the future, anything that the Women's Caucus have here, I will definitely attend. Thank you very much.
The last honorable member.
Thank you, honorable Chairperson. Mine was just maybe for in future we should consider farm areas as a sector because it's one of the areas that is neglected.
I'm sure it's one question to be answered to the young women. Thank you.
I don't know. I think this is something that we, the women, must debate. And I cannot come with a silver bullet. What I know is I don't think any one of us here will prefer to sleep with Tom, Dick, and Harry because they can pay us. I think this is one of the serious issues of abuse of women, women's bodies, and I think it is something that we need to address. For me, it is a question of poverty, and what is it that we can do to find alternatives? What is it that we can do to create opportunities for those women out there? But also, I'm not saying those women who are doing this kind of work must not access government services. I do believe they get access to health services, access to ARVs, like any other person. Nobody is discriminated against in this regard. But at the same time, I think that, for instance, a month ago we were in the Pondoland area on International Rural Women's Day. One of the concerns raised there is that sex work has grown. Sex workers have increased, even in the rural areas, where maybe you will think there is no business. But The issue is that now they no longer just wear a miniskirt or hot pants. They walk stark naked. And I don't know now what I will say about the dignity of women. Secondly, I think we have all the laws here to address this issue. The question I have raised also with the Minister of Police and the Deputy Minister is, why are we only catching the women? If this is a criminal act in South Africa, why are the men not caught? Because it takes two to tango. And for instance, in Sweden, where they have focused on picking up the men, putting them in jail, I think we have seen that prostitution has come down. So I think it's something that we need to check. Why are we not implementing the law fully? Because the Constitutional Court has found that what is being done is unconstitutional, just to catch the women. But also over and above, coming to our team and sub-team, where it says we must look at abuse of women through state agencies, including the police and the armed forces. You find that the police catch these women, they tell us, when they are inside, they abuse them, and then they don't even pay them, and then the payment is to release them out into the street again. So this is something that we have to look into. And as our team is saying, that is an abuse by those police who are doing that thing. There are police maybe who are doing the right thing, but some of them are not. So I just want to throw it back to the members. What is it that we want to do about this problem? It's huge. Because I'm told even in Johannesburg, young girls are walking stark naked. Is this the kind of thing we want to encourage? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. Except that I'm saying that go and look at our program in order that next year when we're doing our strategic workshop, we'll be inputting on it, at least for the whole research, we'll be looking at it. Just now, I'll be giving to my deputy chairperson to do closing remarks.
Chairperson, thank you very much for having this opportunity to thank mainly the honorable members who have made it happen that this meeting be a success. Without you girls, we are not going to... You are very important to my heart. Thank you very much. And I say to you, please keep it up. It shouldn't be today only. Don't allow Mam Zikalala to say, just because the minister was here, prove me wrong, eh? So, I would love to thank our Honorable Minister, our Honorable Deputy Ministers. Oh, it was so good. Yazi makhona abantu abadala, uzwa ukufudumele. Because we are ncela kubo ngithi. So it was good that today we were with them, and we hope next time, next year, one day, as the chairperson has just mentioned, we are going to be with you. We have learned a lot from you today. Well, I would also love to thank the DG, the office of the Honorable Minister, for having made it happen, because without them, we were not going to have our, you know, things going right. Thank you very much.
What is that?